Okay, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Just a certain story that I think I've shared before, but I think it bears repeating again, just for me. Because sometimes our davening can get a little dry, it can get a little cold, it can get a little non-inspiring. So sometimes we have to say stories to inspire ourselves. There's a great rabbi known as the Shubina Rebbe. Shubina Rebbe was giving class, he was giving shir to his 16-year-old only boys in the class. And he threw out a question, and he was pretty sure that no one is going to be able to answer this question. And he threw it out, and suddenly no one answered, and everyone's sitting on trying to understand what's he asking. And suddenly from the back of the room, you know, there's always that kid in the back of the room, he raises his hand, and he says the answer. And the Rebbe is floored. The Shubina Rebbe is floored. And he says, nobody at your age will be able to answer that answer. Someone at 16 years old doesn't have the mental capacity, the mental ability to be able to answer what you just did. That's not your answer. Next thing you know, all his friends are looking at him. They think maybe he cheated, maybe he has like a wire in his ear, you know, asking someone to look it up on Google, even though there was no Google back then. And the Rebbe says the following. He said, that's not your answer. You want to know whose answer that is? That's your mother's answer. Your mother who's down for you by the candles, like I tell the girls every Friday night, that your mother who's down for you to become a Talmid Chacham, to be someone who likes Judaism, who loves Judaism, that's your mother's answer. She's down for you to become a very special person. And at 16 years old, you already see the fruits, because no one else in this room was able to answer the question that I've given, and I've given the same question for several years now. Go thank your mother. And what happened was that boy wasn't just to turn out to be some random boy. That boy ended up being a great rabbi who I've met several times. His name is Rabbi Moshe Sternbach. Rabbi Moshe Sternbach of Harnof. Great rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. And the story goes about his mother, just a parenthetical story, is that when they were growing up in England, she would daven from the women's section and the men would hear her davening. And she would be crying her eyes out. And sometimes they got a little annoyed because they couldn't focus on their own davening. So they told the rabbi of the shul, listen to this. They told the rabbi of the shul, she has to go, or we're leaving the shul. So the rabbi turns back to the guys, you know, the president of the board, the guy with the most money, blah, 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 whatever. And the rabbi goes, it's no problem. If she goes, no problem, she could go. But if she goes, I go. Because that woman's tefillah, she shows the rest of the shul what it means to daven. That davening is something real to her. It's not something that we're just coming in, it's on my schedule. I have davening in the morning, and then I have breakfast, and then I have science, and then I have social studies, and then I have Toshma. No, no, no. Our day starts with davening. To realize that Hashem is by our side every single minute. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every single minute. I'm not giving you anyone here, chidushim. There's nothing new that I'm telling you. I'm just telling you for myself. Whenever I'm put in a hard position, whenever I remember you to take tests in school, and sometimes they're a little scary. I tried my best to study. For the days that I davened to Hashem, whether it could be Shemona Esrei, or it could be right before I stepped into the classroom, and I said, Hashem, help me do well in this test. You know that I studied, you know that I care. Help me do well in this test. Hashem just wants to see if we're sincere, if we're genuine. He wants to see if we're being real. And that's what it's all about. Rav Moshe Sternbach's mother was sincere. She was genuine. She was real. And it bore her to be one of the greatest rabbis ever. Davening for her was real. It wasn't just davening in shul. It was davening for when she would be davening by the laundry machine, that the laundry machine should work. Davening should be everywhere. We're not just, except at the bathroom. We're not allowed to daven in the bathroom. But davening wherever you go. Hashem, I'm sending an email right now. I'm sending a fax. You guys don't even know what a fax machine is. To realize that Hashem is everywhere. And finally, last idea. There's a great, beautiful idea from the Kutzke Rebbe. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lo yeh lecha kelzar. You shouldn't have any foreign gods. Don't make any foreign gods. So the Kutzke Rebbe said a beautiful idea. He said, it doesn't mean just don't make any foreign gods, that you shouldn't bow down to other gods. There's only one God. He said, don't make your God foreign. Don't make, Hashem, he only exists when I come to Katzil of day school on Monday morning. When I check out of here on Friday afternoon, I don't really talk to him on Shabbos, and for sure not Sunday morning. Because Shabbos, you know, I'm sleeping in, and Sunday morning I could just be playing Fortnite the whole day. The Kutzke Rebbe said, don't make God foreign. meaning make him real, make him part of your life. Just like you have a father and a mother and a brothers, and you have brothers and sisters and friends, make him part of your life. That's what the Rebbe said. Don't make God foreign. Make him real, make him part of your life. Hashem shall bless us. The more we talk to him, the more we'll feel him in our lives. Please rise and have a beautiful, beautiful tefillah.